Give everybody a chance to get in. Okay, so we're in the middle of the rash, but besides being in the middle of the rash, we're in the middle of a thought on a Gemash limit. So last time I asked, Rashi asked the Kasha, Tam is Ke'ikah. Rashi is the whole sugya that we go with Tam Ke'ikah. Tam Ke'ikah is the foundation. The issue is not bottled because it's Tam Ke'ikah. Then you need a Shir Kazayas. If that you have to start this according to Abaye, you have Kazayas. If they have Chilas Pras according to Therabimi. But those are all things that you need in order to project out a Shir Kazayas. But the issue itself is also Al Stam Kik. That's why it's not both. And the Rash apparently doesn't. It seems the Rash doesn't have the din of Nebuch. So the Rash asks if Tam Kik is a derais and that's the issue of the sugya. So why does Rabbi Mechan have to say that the reason why the mikveh is why the mikveh is so? Why does Rabbi Mechan say that only Mokam? Why does Mitzvah say only Mokam Agoy is possible? And Rabbi Chan explains, because of Hoyol, is Aleikol, why not? The whole mikveh should be possible, because Tam Ke'ikah should make the whole mikveh into Chuma. As Tam Ke'ikah, the mikveh should be like Chuma, the whole mikveh should be possible. So the Rash answered, that you don't say Tam Ke'ikah for Tumah V'Tahara, you only say Tam Ke'ikah for Macholas Asuras. So the question is, what was the question in the first place? And if there would be Tam Ke'ikah for Tumah V'Tahara. But he doesn't have Nebach, so why would the whole mikveh be possible? Mokam Agoy would be possible. The Truma that he touched would be possible. Why would the whole mikveh be possible? The Rash should have asked a different kasha. He should have asked, what do you have to command the Hoyle? Why not say Tam Ke'ikah there? For Mokam Agoy, what do you have to command the Hoyle? For Mokam Agoy, it's enough to say that there's Tam Ke'ikah for Tumah V'Tahara. That he could have answered, there's no Tam Ke'ikah for Tumah V'Tahara. But that was not the kasha that the Rash asked. The Rash is, look at the lesson of the Rash. The Rash's kasha wasn't, why do you need Hoyel? Say Tam Ke'ikah directly in order to explain why Mokam Agoy is possible. The Rash's kasha is, why is only Mokam Agoy possible? The whole mikveh should be possible because Tam Ke'ikah should make the whole mikveh like Truma. Why? The Rash's version of Tam Ke'ikah doesn't have a Nebuch. So I said, and I want that maybe, in fact, the Rash holds from Nebuch. The Rash himself says later, Rashi himself says later that if you have time, when you have Tam Ke'ikah, let's say you have a kezayis of truma in a mikveh, so you're not looking for a kezayis of the mikveh. You have to eat the whole mikveh because you have to eat a kezayis of truma. So doesn't that show that the Rash doesn't hold from nefach? That's Dr. Machlokes in nefach and not nefach. The Rishonim hold from nefach hold that when you have Tam Ke'ikah, you don't have to eat a kezayis of iser. It's enough to eat a kezayis of the tarayv. It's enough to eat a kezayis of the mikveh because that's the issue of Tam Ke'ikah. We'll see later. Rashi prepares that way. The Rishonim don't hold from Nebuch hold, and no, the head was not Nebuch Liyah Sosser. You have to eat only the Issa not bottle, but you have to eat the Kazayas of Issa with the Echilas Rav. Rabbi Masach is going to buy. So it seems that the Rash does not hold from Nebuch, because the Rash says Befeir, in no uncertain terms, that it's not enough to eat a Kazayas of the Mikveh, you have to eat the whole Mikveh in order to eat a Kazayas of Truma. So I said that Mimokim Shabosa, on the contrary, from there is a right. That the Rash holds from Nefach to a certain degree. Because the Rash is a whole Arichas Zohar. When the Rash wants to appear at this Yisoy, that if the Kezayis of Truma fell into a mikveh, you're only like if you ate the whole mikveh, not if you ate a Kezayis in the mikveh. So he says with the whole thought experiment, because if you only ate a Chatzizayis by itself, a body wouldn't be like it. So maybe if a Chatzizayis falls into a mikveh, so you're certainly also not like it, can't be more common than the original Chatzizayis. And maybe even if a whole Zayis fell into a mikveh, but he only ate half of the mikveh, so it's like a Chatzizayis fell into a mikveh, and I'm not like it. What does he need that for? Monashah. If he holds from Nebuch, then the argument's not sound. The argument breaks down. It's not the same. You hear it with Nebuch. And if you don't hold from Nebuch, then I don't need this fancy argument. If you don't hold from Nebuch, then a body only when you look on the Isser and you need the Kazayas of Isser. So what's this whole fancy opinion? So if I can, you see that the Rash holds from Nebuch. Fundamentally, he holds when you have Tam Ke'ikah, the whole mikveh is Nebuch Liyah Truma. The Rash holds that nonetheless, even though the whole mikveh is nepach liyos truma. But in order to get malchus, you have to eat the whole mikveh. Because the mikveh is nepach to be like the truma that fell in. Well, the truma that fell in was only a kezayis. So the mikveh is nepach, the whole mikveh is nepach, to be a kezayis of truma. It's like the kezayis now... Kezayis now assimilated the whole mikveh, but it's a kezayis. So the mikveh is like the kezayis of truma. So if you ate half of the mikveh, so it's like you ate half of kezayis. But there is a mikveh, there is a nepach going on. So therefore, that's the pshat in that rash. So Meila says the rash, if be nepach by truma v'tayro, then it's not that the truma shaboy would not be bottled. The whole mikveh would be nepach to be truma. And if the whole mikveh is nefek to be truma, then the whole mikveh would be possible with tfilyot. The bagat tfilyot. Because there's no particular shear that I need. Meila by issu, you need a shear kezayis. The whole mikveh becomes like a kezayis. But for kabbalah tuma to be possible with tfilyot, you don't need a kebetzah. We're not going to shim. Taisus means the sugya, you need a kebetzah to be in the kabbalah tuma. The Rashi learns the sugya like Rashi. You don't need a kebetzah to be in the kabbalah tuma. At least not midrash bottom. So we're not looking for a kebetzah. We're not looking for a shear. We're just looking for a truma. It has to be truma. The truma, the shum b'shemen shouldn't be bottled. So we should say the shum b'shemen have tam kikir. This tam kikir, the whole mikveh is nepach liyos truma. What does it matter? The whole mikveh is nepach to be a little bit of truma, but the whole mikveh lemaisa is nepach liyos truma. It should be possible to fill you. That was the Rashi's kash. The avkan from last week. So now I wanted to sort of continue. So the chayra. So you could ask. I think some of the guys asked me afterwards. So if that's the case. So what is the Rashi's answer? What's the Rashi's answer? The Rashi's answer is that for Tumah v'Tahara we don't say Nepach. We only say Nepach by Macholos Asuras. But by Macholos Asuras we do say Nepach. And in Macholos Asuras the whole mikveh is taken Nepach liyos truma. And Rabbi Rachana tells me that there's a hoyel from Macholos Asuras back to Tumah v'Tahara. That's the sort of hoyel. Hoyel was alay kolam. So if there's a hoyel, suddenly you're back to square one. So fine, granted, I don't say tam kikah by tumah v'tahara. I only say tam kikah by machalos asuras. But once I say tam kikah by machalos asuras, there's a hoyel that says that once the tam kikah from machalos asuras, there's tam kikah back to tumah v'tahara too. So then the whole mikveh again should be true. So why isn't it makabel tumah? Why isn't it nifsul b'tulyayim? And the answer is poshut, and it gives you a havon in the pshat and Rav Bachan also, at least the way the Rash understood it. Hoyel doesn't mean, according to the Rash, that since there's tam ke'ikr by machalos asuras, there's tam ke'ikr by tumah v'tahara. It's not true. Tam ke'ikr is a tumah is a machalos asuras concept, and there's no such thing as tam ke'ikr after by tumah v'tahara, and that doesn't change after the hoyel. The hoyel says only one thing. The hoyel says that since the shum v'shemen are choshev, that you get malchus for them by machalos asuras, so that chashivus prevents them from being bottled in yom v'tahara. The hoyel is clapping the bittel. It was the Gemara's question was in the Rashi's girsa, the Rashi and the Rashi's girsa. The Gemara's question was the shum v'shemen should be bottled b'roif, because by machalos asuras there's no tam kikah. If there's no tam kikah, the shum v'shemen should be bottled b'roif. If it's a bottled b'roif, then even mokum agoy shouldn't be possible. Gemara's answer is that since by machalos asuras the shum v'shemen is not bottled, and you like all of, parenthetically, by machalos asuras, once it's not bottled, it then makes a tam ke'ikr and it makes a nepach, and the whole mikveh becomes machalos asuras. That's machalos asuras took a concept that doesn't translate to tumah v'tahara, but we're not involved with that. The ma'aseh by machalos asuras, since there isn't a tam ke'ikr, the shum v'shemen are not bottled, and you like all of, so that gives it a chashivus. The fact that you like on the shum v'shemen gives it a chashivus. That chashivus prevents it from being bottled by tumah v'tahara. What's that bottled by tumah v'tahara? So again, nepach you're not going to have a tumah v'tahara because you don't have tam ke'ikr by tumah v'tahara. But the regular balabatish is something choshev is not bottled v'roi. That you have even by tumah v'tahara. The shum v'shemen are choshev. Like any else, like any other dover choshev, like a burial, like a dover shibuminyan. The shum v'shemen become choshev because the zara is like aleihem. So therefore, they're choshev. They're not bottled. So mokum agoy, the truma itself is makaba is nifsul b'tefuyot. But the rest of the mikveh, what does the rest of the mikveh have to do with the truma? The rest of the mikveh is chul. That's the pshatov in the Rashi. I go, look, I think there's a rebbe here, because really there's a difficulty in Rabbi Bechana's statement. Why did Rabbi Bechana have to mention Malchus? Why didn't he say Hoyle Betamkik? And it's Osir, it's Osir by Marfalos Asura, so it's Nifselis, but Fulgam as well. So why do you have to come out to Malchus? If you hold like the Tosfos Rosh Lemoshel of Chatzis Shiva Torah versus Mutter, so I understand he needs to bring out that it's not a Chatzis Shiva Torah. But the Rash is Chayuk on the Tosfos Rosh. At least we'll see later, maybe it's Hagob. But the Rash is Pashut is Chayuk on the Tosfos Rosh. He holds that there is that Chatzis Shiva Torah versus Osir. So Chatzis Shiva Torah versus Osir, we're not talking about Malchus. We just want to know, Mokam Agoya, my apostle. The merchant answer, Tan Chayul Bazar, Osir Olof, Neser Olof, Chayul Bazar, Osir Loichloi. Who needs the Loika Olof? Maybe he can say that's the Emes. He holds the Emes is had the Mistar Flitz, or the Emes is Kazai's Kil Spot. So just say Emes, no, that then Malchus is bringing out the point, but not that that's Nitzruch for Rabbi Chana's Teretz. Could be. But the Fida Rash, I think, is impossible to answer. The Fida Rash, the answer is because I need to give it a Hashibus. There's no Tam Kiker by Tum of Atire. Tam Kiker is only said by Machalos Asuras. We're just saying that since it has a Hashibus by Machalos Asuras, so the Hashibus that it has by Machalos Asuras prevents it from being bottled by Tum of Atire too. So it could very well be that the chashiv is only if you get Malchus. Chashiv is also made Torah, but maybe that's not chashiv enough to give it a chashiv that it shouldn't be bottled by Tum of Atar. So I think that's Geshmak in the Lashon Rabbi Chana. Hoyil Bazar Leika Olof, since it has a chashiv that needs Malchus, that based on the Malchus out of that gives it a chashiv that may look at Tum of Atar, it's not bottled already. But if you wouldn't be Leika Olof for some reason, let's say there'd be no Hetim Staff Lister, there'd be no Kazai's Batan Chilis Pas, and you wouldn't be Leika Olof, so also it would be. Also, it would be, and the whole mikveh would be also with Tam Kikir and so on. But there'd be no Malchus. If there's no Malchus, it's not choshev that it should prevent Bittul Broi but to move a tire. Okay, so we have your Psanu Yisoyt here in the Rash. Psanu Yisoyt is Psanu Sheet in Yonam of Nepach. At this, the whole world knows Machaik is showing with his Nepach, but it's not Nepach. The Rash, the Rosh, and Rashi hold his Nepach. The Ramban holds his no Nepach. The Rash, but that base matters hold. There's no such thing as Nepach. Now we have some middle sheet. There's a Nepach, but the mikveh is Nepach to be like a Kazayas of Israel. So you're not like a Chatzis mikveh. Because the whole mikveh is a Kazayas and half the mikveh is a Chatzis. But with the Nepach. So I think maybe there's a Rebbe in something else. And this has to do with the question that I sent out in the chat. Let's go back to Mishnah Chala we had in the beginning of the Zman. Right, the Mishnah Chala says that Ta'isa Isa Mishnah Perikimel Ta'isa Isa Menachitu Menaleres Imesh Beton Tam Dogon. So Chay B'Chala and Odom Yosefichem also with Pesach. And Shaul says why is that so? So we know Machlekes the Rosh and the Ramban. Stir Bavli and Yishalmi also. The Bavli says it's as nice and time derayz. The Gemara and Zvachim. Which means either time in Mamosho or time Kikir, depending on who he is. But Akoponim, nice and time to rise. It's a dinner machine at nice and time. Let's say Lefida Rash probably means time Kikir. According to Ramban, it means time in. Lefida Rosh, it means time Kikir. Lefida Ramban, it means time in Mamosho. But that's not a concern. That's still nice and time. The Yishami says, that's greater. And the Yishami says, it's only Chidor Oyer, and I have a special affinity. Either the Ramban says the Derech is the Ma'arav to the Chita, or because it's the Chita closer to Oyer is to the Machmet, so they have a special chemistry. Chita and Oyer is so great. They could be. So how do we reconcile the Bavli and Shami? We had a Machlekes the Rosh and the Ramban, and the Meila Machlekes how do we understand the Mishnah? And the Machlekes basically is which is the main reason, the Bavli or the Shami? The Rosh learns the main reason is the Bavli Tamkik. The Rosh explains, but Tam Kikir is Nepach. The Rosh is Mayrach about this, that there's Nepach, and there's Rabbeinu Tam, Rav Chaim Kohen. Then the Isser is Nepach, the Heter is Nepach, is also, you're like kind of Kizais and the Tarevis. That's the Rosh, the Mayrach in the whole union of Nepach. So he says, likewise over here, since there's Tam Kikir, that's what the Gemara means in Zvokim, Nois and Tam Derais, it means Nepach. So the whole Isser is Nepach, Lui is Chito. So I have an Isser of Chito, so Yechayev and Matzis. So the Yoichi Chivot Chayev is Matzis, and Yechayev and Chal. Shalom Yisro. So that's really the main. The expression I kept using is the heavy lifting is done by the Tam Kik. But there's a technical problem that even if the Oyer is in Nepach, Li is Chito with the Tam Kikr, but there's a technical problem. What's the technical problem? It's Boli Dechimutz. So with that, I agree. With Greer, it's Boli Dechimutz. Now I have it was Chito with Tam Kikr, but it's a Lomdash Chito. That's not Boli Dechimutz. With Greer, it's Boli Dechimutz. That's the Rosh. And the Ramban learns that Faked. Tam Kikr by itself is not going to be able to do the real job of turning the Oyer into Chito because the Ramban doesn't hold from Nepach. and he holds the time to kick it all together. He's only the Rabban, and so the real, he doesn't have Nefach. So we're not going to be able to turn the Eretz into Chitta with time kick. So therefore, you have to start with the Yishalmi of Greira. That's the heavy lifting, Greira. And Greira makes it, the Eretz is nitful to the Chitta, and it becomes Lechem. B'derech Tfeilus, it becomes Lechem, and apparently you can become Lechem B'derech Tfeilus. So now the Eretz is Lechem. And finished, and that's why it's Chayef B'Chalo, and Yotzei Chayef Matzo, because the Eretz was, the Eretz becomes Lechem B'derech Tfeilus with Greira. The only thing is, there's a technical problem. What's the technical problem? Bottle the right, the chit is bottle the right. If the chit is bottle the right, it can't be greater than the iris. How can the iris be toppled to the chit if the chit is bottle the right? So for that, I have the Babli, the nice and tam, which means timing mamashi, coin thereby, that the chit is not bottle the right. So the chit didn't drown over here, the chit is not is here, it's not bottle the right. Once the chit is not bottle the right, then we can get on with the real job of making the chit to be greater than the iris and turn it into lech. Kach the Rambam. And it's totally in the Yonam of Nepach. The Rush works with time kicker because he holds from Nepach. Doesn't work for the Rabban because he doesn't know from that, but so he has to go the other way. The main lifting is done by the by Greira. As we were married, we learned the sukkah. The Rash, there in the Mishnah in Chala, the Rash is very short. It's really surprising, such a major issue. The Rash is very makatsa. And he says two things. So it's like 4 or 5 lines of the Rash. Number one, he says, the Mishnah is talking about where you don't have a shear chala from chita. It's not like a shin gamliel. Remember that was a machlekes we showed him also. The Mishnah is talking when there is a shear chala, not a shear chala. How he goes in Yishalmi. The Mishnah is not like a shin gamliel. It's like a shin gamliel. A kapanim the Rashi's goes. The Mishnah is not like a shin gamliel. The Mishnah is talking when you do not have a shear of chala. It's less than chamesh shivon kemach of chita. That's number one. And then he says, and how does it work? So why is it chayav and chala? So all he says is that the Gemara in Zevachim is a medayik from here that nois and tam is the rice. He doesn't mention the Yishalmi of Greira at all. Now, my first inclination was he must hold that like he must not hold from that Yerushalmi. Maybe he holds the Machlekes Babli and Yerushalmi, and then he holds that if he just brings the Babli, he ignores the Yerushalmi. But it's not true because later on in Perek Dalet, in a different Mishnah. We get Perek Dalet, Mishnah. He mentions the Yishalmi about Greira, but Derech Agav is explaining something else. He's explaining in the Mishnah that talks about when you have three pieces of dough, two on either side of Chita, and the middle one is Eiris, and the Eiris connects them. So he says that he brings the and then you have other cases like that. So he brings from the Yishalmi that the case of Eiris is more obvious. Yeah, that's one case. And there's another case where the dough in the middle is chita, but it was already hufresh. So it's not really chayv and chala, but it still connects them. So it brings you Yishalmi that the first case is more obvious than the second, because in the first case you have the idea of Greira, and in the second case you don't have the idea of Greira. And he sends you back like the idea of Greira, like we had in the Mishnah, like the Yishalmi said about the Mishnah about chita and Eiris. So he does reference. Yeah, he does reference this Yerushalmi about Greira in a different context. But he does seem to have it in his universe. He seems to. So I don't know. It's very cryptic. Like, why did the Rash not explain in the Mishnah Ben Kaima that it has to do with Greira? He only brings the Babli about Tam Kitu. So, it's a satisfactory answer. I don't have. I don't know what the Rash, who's so marach about everything else, right? It's not like the Rash is derech to be makatsa. I don't know why I didn't bring it all down. But Akapanim, if I had a choice, you know, I know from the Rash, I see in the Rosh that the main thing is Tam Kikr, Greira is just to take care of a technicality. I know in the Rabban selling around, the main thing is Greira, Tam Kikr is just to take care of a technicality. If I had to guess which way does the Rash hold, just in the basis of what he writes in the Mishnah and by in the Chalot, my guess would be that the main thing is Tam Kikr, because that's the only thing that he mentions. By the Mishnah itself of Oisei Yisim and Achitam and Oyeris, he says that the Babli says that here you see Nois and Tam Derais, he doesn't say a word about Greira. Even though he has Greira. So I would think that it must be that he learns that the main Vart over here is Tam Kikr, and the Greira is, you know, maybe it's true, but it's not the major thing that you need to explain the Mishnah. It's still sure why, even if it's a minor, you should mention it. But nonetheless, this is what he says. So the Chayr, that's what I would think, that you see from this Rash, that Tam Kikr is the main story. But how does that make sense? We know that the Rash is from the people who don't hold from, at least before Rashi Kikr, we know that from the Rash is from the people who don't hold from Nepach. So if the Rash doesn't hold from Nepach, So how can Tam Ke'ikir be the main explanation of how the Mishnah is Chayev and Chala and Yetzir Chayev is Matzah? The Rash doesn't know from that, but the error is with Tam Ke'ikir is not going to turn to Chitah. So it doesn't make any sense. How can he actually learn like the Ramban? That the main thing is Gvera. And Tam Ke'ikir is just to take care of, you know, the Chitah's bottom Roy, let's say. So he should bring the Rishami. That should be the main thing. He shouldn't mention the Babli. If anything, if you're leaving something out, leave out the Babli. The Chayev's attention. It's from this Rash, who says that the explanation of the Mishnah of Oise Isim and Achitim and Ayres is Tam Ke'ikir, but just brings the Babli, doesn't say a word about Gerera. It's the Chayra Mashma that he holds that Tam Ke'ikir is enough to explain the Mishnah, or at least to explain the main idea of the Mishnah. The whole thing becomes Chayim and Chala because of Tam Ke'ikir. But how could that be? The Rash doesn't hold from that. So, obviously, what I'd like to say is that this is a siyua to mahalach that I want to. It's not all the work, but at least, but we'll be halfway there. Is to say, no, it's not true. The Rash holds from Nepach. The Rash actually holds from Nepach. The way I'm learning the Rash actually holds from Nepach. And you have, when you make an isa from chitah and oyers, there's a Nepach, and the whole isa becomes an isa of chitah. Just like he holds that when you have a mikveh with truma, the whole mikveh becomes truma. The whole mikveh becomes truma. So likewise, when you have an Isa, which made from Chita and Ayuris, the whole Isa becomes an Isa of Chita. Okay, we put now the Rash on the side of the people who do hold from Nebuch. So therefore, that's very good. The Babli Taka says the Svar of Tam Ke'ikir. That means Nebuch. And that's why the Isa is Chayav and Chala, because it's Nebuch, Li'ez Chita. Al Derech the Rosh. Of course, we're not out of the woods, because what's going to be the problem? The shear. What about the shear? The Rash holds the nepach to a degree, but he holds it even after the nepach. But the whole mikveh is only like a kezayis of chitah, and if you eat half the mikveh, it's like you only eat a chatzi zayis, not like. So why don't I say the same thing over there? The Rash himself says that the mishnah is going not like a shem gamaliel. You don't have a shear of chala. It means you have less than chameshes of shear chala of chitah. So you're starting off with less than chameshes yivoyim kemach, less than a shear chala of chitah. Or in the case of matzah, presumably less than a kezayis of chita. So even if there's a nepach, and now the whole isa becomes like an isa of chita, but the chora it should become like an isa of chita that has less than chamesh shvayim kemach. So why is it chayim and chala? That's still shver. So I'm thinking, I'm speculating that maybe in Echanami that's what Gerer does. The Rash will say that that's what Gerera does. Gerera takes care, the main part of the year is Tam Ke'ikir. And Tam, because without Tam Ke'ikir, the Ayur is not Chayim L'Chal, Ayur is not Chayim L'Chal. Ayur is not, you can't be Yitzhi with Ayur. So the main work is done by Tam Ke'ikir, similar to the Rosh. The main work is done with Tam Ke'ikir. And Tam Ke'ikir makes it that the Ayur is Nefach L'Yiz Chito. But I have a problem, Ayur is Nefach L'Yiz Chito, so now I have a whole Yisra Chito, an Yisra therefore that could be Chayim L'Chal. But it's less than a shear. Where's there a shear? Because only the chita provides the shear. Gerera says that since the oyres is tufel to the chita, so the oyres by itself, oyres can't be chayav and chala. I need to have Tam Ke'ikir to turn it into chita. But l'inyan sirif l'shear, the oyres, since it's tufel to the chita, the oyres itself mitzar atzmoi could be mitzar to the shear that I have chameshes. The fact is, I have chameshes on kemach if I count the oyres. So even if I only was working with Tam Ke'ikir, so I would have an isa of chitah, but it would be pachas with the shear, because I would measure the shear by the chitah content, because that's the Rash's take on nefach. But now, so that Gerera provides that although I have a nefach, but I'm missing the shear. Since the oyres is nitbal, once it's converted to chitah, the oyres is nitbal that it could be the oyres, but derech feilus could be mistarved to the shear. It'll be a new mahalach in the Tzirif HaTaimim between the Babli and the Rishami. Not like the new mahalach. It starts off like the Rosh. The main lifting is done with Tam Ke'ikir. Tam Ke'ikir turns the whole thing into Chito. But the Rosh continues. So now I have Chito and I have a Shir and I have everything. So what do I need to create for the Bola Dechimus? And the Rash continues. Yes, I have the whole thing is Nepach Li'ez Chito, but it's focused with Kishir. That's the Rash Shito, it's focused with Kishir. Gerera makes it that the Oyres, Gerera can't make it that the Chita, that the Oyres is Chita. That I need Tam Ke'ikir to do. But Gerera can make it that once the Oyres is Chita and it's Chayv and Chala, but I need a Shear of Chala, and normally the Shear would only be measured from the Chita, not from the Oyres Shabbai. Gemara says that the Eir is, since it's Tufel, whatever that has, there is why it's Tufel, as the Derech, or as the Chimut, since it's Tufel to the Chito, so the Eir is, has a Tziruf, can be mitzstarif. Once Tam Kikar makes it into Chito, the Eir is can be mitzstarif to the Shir that it should bother have a Chamesh Shiron Kelech. But the main thing is still Tam Kikar, so the main, the Rosh, the Rash is the main thing. Again, he should have said both, I don't know. But assuming that he's saying the main thing, because the main word over here is Tam Kikar. Tam Kikar is what does the main job. The fear of Shimon Gamliel, that's the whole story. Shimon Gamliel says there is a Shir Chal. Again, I understand of Shimon Gamliel very much. Rav Shimon Gamliel says, Taki need a Shir Chal of Chito. Why? Because even though you have Tam Kikar, and the whole thing is Nepach Lios Chito, but it's Nepach Lios, like the Shir of Chito that you have, so you have to have a Shir of Chito. So according to Shimon Gamliel, the whole explanation is Tam Kikar. The Rabban in the whole, like of Shimon Gamliel, they say, you don't need a Shir of Chito. Why don't you need a Shir of Chito? That has to do with Merit. That's the less heavy word. So the Rashi is going to be telling me the main part. He tells me the word of Tam Kikar. Later on, his Ram is that you also need the Svar of Greer.
Is
Greer
by Chal working the same way that Nisim Tam Zedek is by Shulyam?
The Rashi had the Svar by Nisim Tam Zedek. There was a Tanai in Heftim and Star for Issa. That's the hetem and starif l'issa, which is also sar mashir. You need nisim tam zebazeh. Nisim tam zebazeh, then there are enough mitstarif because the hetem and starif l'issa even by a roiv hetem. Maybe they're cousins. I mean, maybe it's like a conceptual relationship. It's not the same word. We're talking different shittos, and there's hetem and starif l'issa, and we're talking about hetem. But maybe it's a similar idea that for a tziruf l'shir, you have to have some kind of organic. I mean, they are related. I don't mean it exclusively. They are related against a different word, but they're related. You see a similar idea that in order to have a tzirf l'shir, you need to have an organic, or it's easier when you have an organic connection. So we saw the hetem is taf l'iser, but right hetter, that's one word. So there he says, if the nois and tam zeh b'zeh, the more organically connected, you can more easily say hetem is taf l'iser, even taf to the shir. Here's a different word. When we're talking about the eres, which has been nepach l'chito, but it can't be taf to the shir. And I want the eres to taf to the shir. Well, if the eris is nigra achar achito, it has an organic connection, a tefillistic connection to the some kind of connection to the chito, then it's able to be mitzaref to the shir. But you have to start with tam kikar. If you don't start with tam kikar, then it's not enough because at the end of the day, it's eris, not chito. Okay, let's see light in the rash. I want to finish up the rash. Just for a thought now. So I'm holding in the rash. I don't know what line it is. Maybe someone tell me. If in Tamer Ula Bay Hechi Loki because I is Hamishus Benozik Sivi, place the male of Shari Sun Benozik Bekal Chaimer, Shem Binyan Perek Elo Eben Ha Emes Yen Yemedin. Do you know where that is?
Four lines down.
Four lines down on the third page. Okay. In Tamer, check the rash. Ula Bay Hechi Loki because I is. According to Abaye, that the reason why you get Malchus over here by mikveh is because of hetem and starif l'iser, meaning according to the Rash. The core is always tam kikar. The core reason why the truma is not botel is because of tam kikar. But that's not a kezayis. I need loikolov. So why are you loikolov? Because hetem and starif l'iser gives me the rest of the shir. Fek the Rash. How do I know hetem and starif l'iser? It's possible by nozer. That's the passage of the sugya. It's possible by even going to Rav Yochan said at the beginning of the sugya. How do you know hetem and starif l'iser? You learn after it's by nozer. Rav Yochan doesn't think you can learn out from nozer to kol ha'tayir kula. Abai thinks you can learn out from nozer to kol ha'tayir kula. Ask the Rash, even if you can learn out from nozer to kol ha'tayir kula, but ain't masir min adin to get malchus is ain't einish min adin. Malchus is a einish. You can't get an einish with the kal v'chaimer. So even we'll say a kal v'chaimer from nozer to shari sur. Rav Yochan said that you can't. Can't learn that from Nozer to Shari Surim because Nozer has a kula. Okay, the Shnei Surim going to Ephraim, but the Rabbi is tiny, so you could learn that from Nozer. The Stam with the Kavu Chaim, like the Marzen on top of him at Beis. There's a Kavu Chaim from Nozer to Shari Surim because Madach Shari Surim, Madach Nozer. The Gemara said it by Tam Kikar, but we can apply it over here. If the Marzen on top of Medallion on Beis. And they're abundant. They learn out from Mishnah's Tam Kikar. Who makes a kalach chaimer? Man knows the sheni suri soilim, and he suri is the sanov. He has shetli suri. Also by Tam Kikar, climb shes soilim. So there's a kavachayim in the Gemara. So the Rashi is assuming the same thing works according to Abai, except Abai is not talking about tankikri, he's talking about the hetim star of lizard. But it's a kavachayim, madach mosir, saying yisuri oilim, and hetel yisuri, and so on. V'yeshet el yisuri. Omer Torah, that. So it's a kavachayim, ain't ancient minute, so how do you get malchus of hetim star of lizard? Boy, the Ruch HaChosim, the Rabbi Yechon, Gufay, even according to Rabbi Yechon, who holds that when Kol HaTorah Kulo, you don't get malchus for hetim star of lizard. You don't say hetim star of lizard. That's only because the Gemara says, like you just pointed out, because Nozer and Chatos is next to the Boim Keichot. That's the sukkah, the next sukkah. Otherwise, Havi Alfinu may call Yisrim Shiva Torah. It's only Hetem Estaf. It's only the next to the Boim Keichot that stops me. Ulin Yimai Havi Yolov. So, what would that mean? According to Rabbi Yochanan, if not for the fact that the next to the Boim Keichot, I would have learned that from Nozer to call the Torah Kula Hetem Estaf listen. For what then? Il Inyan Malkus in Masir Menadin. How can you get Malkus? It's only Kavachem. Veil Inyan Isser. And if it's just to tell me, not Malkus, but just the fact that it's also, so who needs Hetem Estaf Lisser? It's always a Chatzishir. Without the Hetem Estaf Lisser, and the Rashi sheet is a Chatzishir, is also even Odei Taroibus. We'll see the Hemshel. And here it's Befurish in the Rash, that the Rash holds, not like the Rosh, that Chatzishir is also even in a Taroibus. So why does Rabbi Yochanan have to say that Hetem Estaf Lisser, you don't have to call it Tarakula because it's Shnei Ksuvim Boim Keichot? Who needs Shnei Ksuvim Boim Keichot? And if it wouldn't be Shnei Ksuvim Boim Keichot, it would be a Kavachem. Kavachem is in my Sirin Menadin. So you're not going to get Malkus anyway. And Isser is you have even with the Chatzishir. So what's the... So it seems from all these things that it's conducive, that somehow you are like an Hetem Estaf Lisser. I ain't Oin Shem Menadin. That it's not, this is not called a Kavachem that's learning out a new halacha. It's a Gili Milsa that the Svar of Hetem Estaf Lisser that we find by Nozir is a Svar in Kol Terkul. That in Nozir, so Ashkam, Bifam, is very common, Gabi Nibel, the Apostle, the Klein, Chayav, the Kabachem, the Gushim, the Teres, the Tumor, the Azul, the Klein, the Choshev, the Gili Milsa. Since you find by Truma, since you find that a Grusha is it loses her and it might want to learn out that a Nivel of the Apostle is also to also to a Kohen. How do I know? Kavachayma from a Grusha. So it's Kavachayma, why do you get Malkus? It's just a Gili Milsa that she's Bechala Mechulelas. Okay, my time up. Then he goes on. He says the same thing. Emes is no good. Tam kikker itself. Tam kikker itself. You also like on it. In other words, you need hetem staff listen to make a shear sometimes. So you need kizayis to achil espas to make a shear. But after you have a shear, why you like it? According to the Rash, the fundamental malchus is always from tam kikker. So you see that you like it for tam kikker. Now where do we know tam kikker from? We know tam kikker. It's machayks nimar gili nochem. But one side of the gemara is we learn that from mishas. The Madon Gemara that we learn that from Mishas. So Vaiter it's a Kavachaymer, because how do you learn that from Nosa to Kolotar Kula? Vaiter with the Kavachaymer. The same thing. It's only a Gili Milsa that the idea that you find by Nosa that Tam Kikir is not a Nosa Dikka Din, but it's a Din of Kolotar Kula. Okay. Anyway, so far the Rash is I said at the very beginning, the thread that's connecting a lot of these pieces of the Rash. Is the issue, are you like it for Tam Kikker? The Rash learns you like it for Tam Kikker, and he reads our sugya that way. That our sugya is going with Tam Kikker, not like Rashi. Rashi would say that our sugya is going without Tam Kikker. It goes with Dimua, or Taimei Mamoshoi, but it's not a Tam Kikker Dikka Sugya. Faket, because it will be a Tam Kikker Dikka Sugya. Remember the argument ran, Rashi can't learn that our sugya is going with Tam Kikker. Rashi knows that if you have Tam Kikker, it's Nepach, and you like it because I is from the Tarevis. So if our sugya will be going with Tam Kikker, I wouldn't need Hetem and Staff listen. I wouldn't need the guys in the Hercules Pass. He'd be like it for Tam Kikker right away. So Akotho actually is going without Tam Kikker. The Rash doesn't hold from Nebuch in that sense, that you'd like on a Kazai from Tarebis. So therefore, even if it's Tam Kikker, but for Malkus, okay, you only have a Pachas and Kazai in the first place, if the Trum is Pachas and Kazai, to get Malkus and a Kazai from the Tarebis, for that you need to have Hetem Estaf Lisser, for that you need these other ideas. But the sugya is still going with Tam Kikker to explain why the Trum itself is not bottle. Trum is not bottle because of Tam Kikker. The Shia Kazayas comes from the other factors, from Hetem Esarat and Kazayas Gatei Chilis Pas. And the same thing with kutuch and meduchos and kupos. It's not bottle because of tam kikr, which means that he sees in our sugya that there's malchus and tam kikr. So we just ask, why is the malchus and tam kikr? Why did he say anshim? And I didn't explain it's a given milsa ve'alma. But the main thing that's going on in the Rashi is he's bringing out that to be his understanding of the sugya, there is malchus v'tam kikr, provided you can come up with the gezayis. So how do you come up with the gezayis? Well, that depends. If the gezayis fell into the mikveh and you ate the whole mikveh, you have the gezayis right there. At least if it was kedei achilas pras. If you hold hetem istarful iser, then you don't need a gezayis. You can say hetem istarful iser. So you have to provide the gezayis from somewhere. But the basic iser that you're like on is the iser of tam kikr. You see that you're like on tam kikr. In fact, the Rash, but is Yushami, Hodem Rav Yechon, Yushami, the Orla Perk Beis, Kol Nesni Tam, and Melekim, and Chutz Misuri Nazir. So it sounds from the Yishami that Rav Yechon is saying that Tam Ke'ikir does not get Malkus, except by Nazir. But in other places, you don't get Malkus. Maybe because they know Yishim and Adin. So by Nazir, it says that you have Malkus. By Kol Ter Kula, either we don't learn out from Nazir, and there's no Tam Ke'ikir, or even if we do, but they know Yishim and Adin. So he says, no, that's not Pshat. Yishami, Hosn, Behetim, Estar, Felisar. Even though it says the Lushan of Nais Nitaimin, it means a Nais and Tam that doesn't have a Shir Kezais except a Shir Fahetim. So then you're not like in Kol HaTorah Kula, but you are like in Benoza, and that matches up exactly with the Babli, with Rabbi Yochanan and the Babli, the Kol Yisum Shiva Torah, you don't say Hetem Mistar for Yisra except by Noza. So why does Yisham call it Nisim Tam if it means Hetem Mistar for Yisra? That works very well with the Rash. The Hetem Mistar for Yisra is piggybacking on top of Tam Kikr. Tam Kikr is the Yisra itself, why is it in a bottle? That's Tam Kikr. Where's the Kizayis? That's Hetem Mistar for Yisra. Tamar, my salkadai took the abaye the parach le'avdimi mikut the kababli mibduches the mashma de l'idutei mikut. What's this going back on? He's going back on. I don't know why he's picking this up again now. He's going back on what he said before. He said that hetem istar flis according to abaye is only by roi. He's quoted the gemara nozir. That according to Abaye, Hetem Istar for Isser is only by Roiv Isser. By Roiv Heter, you don't say Hetem Istar for Isser. He asked, what do you mean? By Kutuch, by Meduchos, there you said it, we said Hetem Istar for Isser. You said Hetem Istar for Isser according to Abaye, even when you don't have Roiv. It's going like this. The cheshmer is like this. Just remind you. So we had the Gemara. There's Kutuch, Meduchos, Kupos. We have the gifts in the Gemara, either here or in Nozir, that Rav Dimi asked Abaye, why didn't you say Hetem Istar for Issa? My plea here, Rabbanu, Mekutuch Abadli. And by Meduchos, Rav Dimi asked back to Abaye, according to you, that this Hetem Istar for Issa, so why do you say Shani Oimer? But then by Kupos, the Gemara says in Nozir that Abaye said that you can't ask Hami, why do you say Shani Oimer? Because why? Because Hetem Istar for Issa is only Kedafka Beroiv. Right, the Taisus, so it's a stira, because so if Hetem Istar for Issa is only Beroiv Issa, so what's Rav Dimi asking Abaye by Kutuch and Meduchos? So just to refresh your memories, Rashi suggested that maybe Bahokufa Pligi Rav Dimi and Abaye. Taisus in life is the Gersa. He just erases it from the Gemara. He says, no, yeah, I can't be Gersa, don't catch him. He just erases the Gersa. The Rav Dimi never asked Abaye from Kutuch and Meduchos. But the Rash was Mekai in the Gersa. And so how did the Rash deal with the Stira? So then it's Taka Stira in the Gemara. How come over here, this had them established or apparently even by Roy Peter, you see from Rav Dimi's Kasha. So, and yet by Kupos, it says Hetem Abayis and Hetem Tafis is only by Rav Issa. So how did the Rash answer the problem? You have two Mahalkim. This was the two Mahalkim and the Rash earlier. Mm-hmm. One was Min B'Minoi. That Kupos is Min B'Minoi. And that's Min B'Minoi. No, that's the second answer. Let's give his first answer. He said, "Can hear the nice and tam zivaz." But here, there was the kutuch and the meduchos. There's heat and there's nesinas tam or whatever. This there's stuff going on, they cook together. So there's Nesinas Tam Zev Zev, so there's more tzirut, so it's easier to say Hetem and Tzarfelis. But by Kupais, where they're mixed up together, but there's no Nesinas Tam that they're giving one to the other, there's less tzirut, it's harder to say Hetem and Tzarfelis, so then you only say Hetem and Tzarfelis by Raidis. That was his first answer. The second answer was that Kutuch and Meducha is Armin B'She'ele Minoi, so it's not Batul B'Raif. It's not Batul B'Raif. So for the Shiru, they had to start listening. But by Kupois, it's Min B'Minoi. Min B'Minoi is Batul B'Raif. Chad B'Trei. If it's Batul B'Raif, how can you say they had to start listening? There's no Isser. So you have to say no. We're talking about a case where there's Raif Isser. There was no Batul B'Raif. But then that's related to a problem, because if Kupois is Min B'Minoi and it's Batul B'Raif, so what's the Kashmir of Dimi? So he said that what? So he says they hold kazayis bechilas pras and it's not nimayach, so it's akdul b'fnei atzmo. Then it's not bottle chad betray. And the Gemara says it's bottle chad betray is when it's nimayach, and we don't have to recapitulate that now. But this is a long rush. The Rashi now coming back and answering your question. Okay, so you explained why Rav Dimi asked Abaye, why Rav Dimi really had a good point. Why by kutuch and meduch he asked Abaye, why does he have to mustaf lister? Rav Dimi places the race that. It's not a kasha. But according to the Rash, who's a Mekai in the gear, so Rav Dimi actually is asking a very good question about Abaye. So the question is, so then how come Abaye, what was Abaye thinking when he asked the kasha and Rav Dimi if it's a question on him too? Right? Abaye asked Rav Dimi, Kutuch, according to you, Rav Dimi, because I asked for this fast, am I pleading Rav Dimi, Kutuch Ababli? So what does Rav Dimi ask back? He says, it's not any better according to you, Abaye, what happened to them start for this? Same thing by Meduchis, Abaye asked Rav Dimi, Meduchis, why do you say, because I asked for this fast, how can you say Shani Aymer? So Rav Dimi asked Abaye back, so what's it going to be better to you? You have to say Hetem and Tzarach Lissa. Why do you say Hetem and Tzarach Lissa? So, Zerai Mother Zach, Abaye asked the Kasha to Rav Dimi, which is a Kasha of Abaye too. Who asked this Kasha? Taisa, because that was another reason why Taisa was Mechad the Gersa, besides the steer from the Gemara Nozir, he was Mechad the Gersa altogether, because if there's a Kasha back at Abaye, so why did he ask Rav Dimi? But the Rash is Mechad the Gersa, so he's now going back. And to say that wrong, why is waiting till now to go back to this problem, I'm not sure. But he's going back now to resolve this problem. I guess he must have, if we trace the steps, he must have gone to the end of some train of thought, and now he's coming back. So, anyway, the kids, what's Abaye doing asking of Dimi? He passed it to Kashan Abaye himself. So he says, the closer to answer. I mean, he says an answer anyway. V'yishleimar, shum de Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Kiva, komek, de Masi Kosim. The kashan of Yochanan in the first place was only elafil shechaylik, should be shechalik, or at least it means b'shari surim. Rabbi Yochanan made a distinction that Rabbi Kiva says hetem sarfli iser by nozir and not by shari surim, and Abai says if you have it by nozir, then you should have it by shari surim too. Can you move to the gomelay the chol surim should return hetem sarfli iser? He's asking Rabbi Yochanan, what's the difference nozir and shari surim? Ulhochi parach. So therefore, Abai asked Rav Dimi, am I pligi rabbanu b'kut the chababli? The bishlam oy kedei achilas pras der abon. If you don't hold from kedei achilas pras like Abaye, but time in the mikvishum hetem starfle iser, and the reason for mikvish because hetem starfle iser. So then I understand. Also shabbat the pligir abon abekut the chababli to mukmi mishrus latam kikikir abon the pligir later bekiva bishmaitz later in the sugya. The hetem starfle iser less lo. Kumshim tam kikikle lo ki yafel gab the kavachemer the shari sum gilim yusav yalmek the precious. Even though on tam kikik you should have malchus because it's only because it's not ancient min adin like you already explained. He's saying even Abaye, Tam Kicker, everybody holds from. That's the passage in the Sugya and the base. Everybody holds from Tam Kicker. Where you get it from? Which Pesukim? Rabbanu learned it from Mishras. Rabbi Kiva uses that Mishras for Hetem Istaf Lister. He learned it from Kuli Nachrim. And where it comes from, that's this whole Sugya with the Pesukim. But the passage in the Sugya and the base is certainly the Rash holds that everybody subscribes one way or another to Tam Kicker. Hetem Istaf Lister, on the other hand, is a Machlekes Rabbi Kiva and the Chacham. Rabbi Kiva darshins Mishras for Hetem Istaf Lister. That's the Sugya and the base. And the Chacham use Mishras for Tam Kicker. They don't have a Pesuk for Hetem Istaf Lister. So even according to Abaye, Hetem and Starfel Isser is a machlokes Rabbi Kiva and the Chacham. The argument between Abaye and Rabbi Yochanan is Alibu the Rabbi Kiva who holds from Hetem and Starfel Isser, is that limited to Nozir like Rabbi Yochanan said, or do we learn that from Nozir to Kol Terkula the way Abaye would have it? Abai holds, according to Rabbi Akiva, that had this mistake for Isser by Nazir, so who did Mechala Tarikul? And Rabbi Yochanan says, no, it's limited to Nazir, we don't learn from Nazir to call it Tarikul. Agamara says later, because it's Shnei Ksuvim Aboim Kech. So Abai is Mechir for Mikveh, that had the mistake for Isser, was in Kala Tarikul. And if that's the case, the mission of Mikveh will have to go in like whom? Abai is proving. Abai proves from the mission of Mikveh. You see, by Mikveh, Rabbi Abrahan has said, Zah loik olav b'kezayis. It's not Nazir. And Abai doesn't hold from kezayis to achieve spas deraisa, so why are you loik olav? Had them start listening. So Abai proves from there that this had them start listening and call it Terakulu. But only according to whom? Only according to Rabbi Akiva, who has the Joshua Mishras for time Kefir had them start listening. And that's okay. The Mishnah of the Mishnah of Mikveh could be going like Rabbi Akiva. So Mela, you can't ask an Abaye, according to you, Abaye, why by Kutta Chababli don't you say Hatim Mistah Flissi? How come the Rabbon Rachelik and Rabbon Rachelik by Kutta Chababli? Abaye is a simple answer. You know why the Rabbon Rachelik and Rabbon Rachelik by Kutta Chababli? Because the Rabbon who are Rachelik and Rabbon by Kutta Chababli are whom? Are who? They're the Rabbon of Rabbi Akiva, who hold that Mishras is not used for Tafu, who don't hold from Hatim Mistah Flissi at all. So Mela, Abaye is very good. Abai is very good. So therefore, Abai is Ravdimi. Ravdimi, you're working with Hatem Mistaflis. You're saying that by Mikveh, the reason why you like it has nothing to do with Hatem Mistaflis. It's just a pure Tam Kiker with Kizai's Bepeh Achilles Pras. And if Kizai, and so Kutta Chababli, Abai thinks it's also Kizai's Bepeh Achilles Pras. Ravdimi answers that it's not. But Abai thinks Kutta Chababli is also Kizai's Bepeh Achilles Pras. So why they're going to say you're not like Kutta Chababli? If it's just a regular Tam Kiker, everybody holds from Tam Kiker, no Machlek is a Tam Kiker. And you're telling me that it's Kizayis Bepeh Achilles Pras? Is it the Raisa, even by a Tarevis? So why would anybody argue by Kutta Chababli? Yeah. Again, Rav Dimi answers that there's no Kizayis Bepeh Achilles Pras, because it's both with Daitoi, and you have to come out to Hetem Saflis, and only Rav Elazar also met Hetem Saflis. But Abai had no problem. Abai would say the Mishnah of the Rabbonim, who are Chalek by Kutta Chababli, is because they don't hold from Hetem Saflis. Even Abai never said that it's Hetem Saflis according to Rabbonim, Rabbi Kiva. He just said that according to Rabbi Akiva, it's in Kolot Terakul. But according to Rabban Rabbi Akiva, then it doesn't exist anyway. I mean, Abai holds it's all or nothing. If there's Hetem Sarflis like Rabbi Akiva, then it's everywhere. And if there's no Hetem Sarflis, then it's nowhere. So Abai is fine. The Mishnah Mikveh is like Rabbi Akiva. The Mishnah, the Rabban of Kutta Chababli is the Rabban. So Abai has no. And likewise, Meducha is the same thing. There's no problem. Then he injected something. Even according to Abai, by Kutta Chababli, why don't you have Malkus if you ate it b'vasachas? You know, Abai doesn't hold from Kizayis b'pei achilas fast, but he holds from Tam Kiker. Tam Kiker is not a machlekes. So even an Abai could ask, why are the Rabbanu Chaylik and Kutta Chababli? Fine, they don't hold like Rabbi Kiva, they don't hold from Hetem and Starfless, and you don't hold from Kizayis, and Abai doesn't subscribe to Kizayis b'pei achilas fast, so that's also fine. The fact that you could eat it b'fei achilas pras is also fine. But if you ate it b'vasachas, then it will be tam kiker. So why did the Rabbanan say you're not like in Kutta Chababli? You should at least be like if you ate a kezayis of chometz in a Kutta Chababli b'vasachas. So that the Rosh explained, that's impossible. Nobody thinks it's possible. I thought that Kutta is a kezayis b'fei achilas pras. In 9 minutes, you could eat a kezayis of chometz in Kutta Chababli. And the people said, no, you can't because Mr. Shelter Vokal is both a daitan. But to eat a whole kezayis olav, but to eat so much kutach in your mouth that you're going to be belaya kezayis of chametz with vasachas aravad is impossible. That's what he speaks out to the Rebbe. So if Abai has no problem with the Rabbanan of kutach hababli, because if you go down our checklist, Abai would say there's no reason to be like by kutach hababli. Hetem istarfli iser. The Rabbanan of Rebbe Elazar don't hold from hetem istarfli iser. They hold like the Rabbanan of Rebbe Akiva. Check. You can eat it with vasachas. It's impossible to eat it with vasachas. You could eat it as a gezayis b'chei achilas pras. Abai doesn't hold from gezayis b'chei achilas pras. So Abai says, I'm good. According to Rav Dimi, it's a gezayis b'chei achilas pras. And Rav Dimi answers, no, Mr. Shotev Ochel, but l'dayte, it's not even a gezayis b'chei achilas pras. So of course, there's a question. So if Abai is such a good answer, why Kutta Chababli is good according to him, and Kutukas is good according to him, and such a great answer, don't let the Rabbanu Rabbi Kiva. So then what? So why did Rav Dimi ask Abai? What was Rabbi Dimi's kashin Abai? Hello, Abai, let me look at the Mistah Blister. What do you mean? A very good answer, Abai would say. Who says this, Rabbi Akiva? So Rashi himself in the Hemshech asked the question, and he says, in a minute. But the Rashi answers the question. And he says, Rav Dili thought that it's a doubt to say it's like the Rabban of Rabbi Yishai. Rav Dimi didn't want to say it. Rav Dimi thought it's a doubt to say that the Rabbanon of Kutach HaBavli are the like Rabbi Akiva, and Abai thought it's not a doubt. And that's Nechanami. That's the machlokes in the book. Rav's going to say that to the page. Yeah.
Sorry, and Bamaduchos, why does Abai ask a question that's also a question on himself?
No, not a question on himself either, because the Mishnah Baduchos also go like not like Rabbi Akiva.
And Kubos is going like.
Well, by Kubos, Slavis is higher. So by Kubos, what was Abai's kashya? Why did Abai. Sorry, by Kubos.
Only the
why did he have to come on to? Why did Abai have to come on to? Hentam Safus is only the Revisa. Why didn't he use the same answer that it's not, it's going, it's the Rabban of Rabbi Akiva? That's a good horror. It was by him. I think the answer is that this is the Emes. But Abai says the Emes is that in a case like this, which is Mimino or whatever the reason is, you need Revisa for Hentam Safus. So I don't even need to say it's the Rabban of Rabbi Akiva. Even Rabbi Akiva holds him hetem saf lisser by a case of imbamino, it's only by Rabbi Akiva. It's just a headless talk. The Rabbi could have said, this is also the Rabbi Akiva. But here, the emesis, since it's imbamino, or the other plan in the Rebbe, there are actually two plans. Whatever the plan is, the emesis of Rabbi holds it by Kupas, you don't have to come out with it, it's Rabbi Akiva. Because even according to Rabbi Akiva, there's no hetem saf lisser except by Rabbi Akiva in a case of, let's say, imbamino. Now, next, we're up to the Afagav the Chatzis Yosem in the Torah. So now the Rashi is a kasha. The Afagav the Chatzis Yosem in the Torah. This is a kasha. What happened to Chatzis Yosem in the Torah? So this is a very strange line in the Rashi. Like, where's he coming from? We had this fully. What's he talking about? What's the connection? Not much bizarre. L'chor, the question that he's asking is, so what's his kasha? So Afagav the Chatzis Yosem in the Torah. So Chatzis Yosem in the Torah, fine, but we're talking about Malkus, Kutach HaBavli is Malkus. Chatzis Yosem in the Torah is irrelevant to the discussion of Kutach HaBavli. What does he want? He's asking a kasha. Chatzis Yosem in the Torah, question mark. This is a terrorist that's only Be'en, but not only the Tarevis, very reminiscent of whom? Tzitzir Rosh. Well, where did Tzitzir Rosh say this question? And Meduches and Kupers. Tzitzir Rosh says, Abai said, quote you, Rabini, that this Gezais to the Chelis Pras. So why do you say Shani Omer? It's doch also in a Torah because of Gezais to the Chilas Pras. So Tais Rosh is, and even if you don't say Gezais to the Chilas Pras, but it's still Chatzis Shir. So the answer either that Abai holds like Rish Lakish, or that Chatzis Shir is Mutter, but Tarevis is Mutter, even according to Rav Yehuda. So L'chor, that's what the Rashi is addressing also. So how did it fall in over here? And he doesn't even prep me, you know, he's been talking about Kutuk the whole time, other things. And even we're even more strange is that if you go down a few lines in the Rash, I'll just hold the place with me and we'll barrel through to it. The Afagav the Chatzis Yosem in the Torah Shem and I'm Hanimi Libena Bali Teravis, which is one of the answers in the place of Rash. And then he says, but that's Shver Mubikerikid and Noshigad who palged the Zeis of the Tabern and Nofeli the Kuli the Bishr Mashma Afil the Teravis Nami also. We talked about this Kasher that the Rash yes and the Sfar of the Teis Rosh from the Gemara but Chatzis Zeis of the Tabern. Marach about the kasha with the tzmorach and the kreger. Said, "Yeah, kasha, not a kasha. Not going to do it again." But I guess like, but the ichus say behold, the b'hach milsa kreish lakas feel it. He says, "Maybe another answer, which is the other answer in the Tosfos Rosh, that maybe a bayit hakolos like a shlokas that chatzis is mutam and atayr." Aye, it's a mud nazach. A bayit is assuming like a shlokas and chatzis is also in atayr when he's asking questions on Rabbi Yochanan and Asuk because Asuk began with Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yochanan's chatzis is also in atayr. And Abai is coming and he's asking kashas on Rabbi Yochanan and he's making an assumption, not like Rabbi Yochanan, the chatzis is mutam and atayr. So that's so terrible because Afagav the gassin the hachinami gassin ben ozer gavi who the kupas bishem with the dita aminim shen hetem saf liser going to the fishy chulin of alichus. Rabbi answered said that the case of kupas could be that it's talking about where there was roiv chulin, so it's roiv heter and going to hetem saf liser by roiv iser. That's also against the Rabbi Yochanan. Alichus leibah the Rabbi Yochanan gufei kamer v'soif harol bivam v'sehi the kupas Afagav shloir rabbi chulin on atrumer. Rabbi Yochanan said befeirish that the case is even if it's roiv truma, roiv iser. And yet you don't say Hetem Saf Lisser. So Abai is answering the mission of Kupas in a way that doesn't comport with what Rav Yochanan himself said. Apparently Abai doesn't care that everything he says has to comport with Rav Yochanan. He's busy attacking Rav Yochanan about Mishras. About Hetem Saf Lisser. But he does it on his own terms. He doesn't have to worry all the time that he's on the same page with the Rechon. So therefore, it's okay to say over here that he's going Chatzashir is also Nerter. The Chatzashir rather is Mutam Nerter. Then he goes to the next line. Ubenozer shekosu b'kolas v'rem b'kutuch v'kderos. There's a mistake, not loy, but elamai. Some of the words they fixed it up. Elamai. Now he's going back to ask the question that we asked before. If Abai could defend himself from Kupas and Meduchos by saying that that Kutuch and Meduchos is going like the Rabbon, like, doesn't have to be all like Rabbi Kiva. So what was Adimi's kasha in Abai? we were in something else, and now he comes back to this discussion that we were talking about before. He does get finished saying that Abai wasn't sure at Abai the question. Abai wasn't bothered by the Hetem Safas because he could say Kutuch and Meduchos is going not like Rabbi Kiva. So then what was Adimi's kasha in Abai? Why did Adimi think it's a problem? And because in the Gemara Nozir, Rav Dimi asked in the Gemara, we don't have it in the Gemara, but in the Gemara Nozir, Rav Dimi asked Abai back by Kutuk, we have it in our Gemara too, but by Meduchos we don't have it in our Gemara. But in Nozir it says that Rav Dimi asked Abai back by Meduchos Elamai Hetem Estarif Leiser. So why do you say Shani Eimer? So what's Rav Dimi's kasha? Abai is a very good answer, like he said before. Abai is a very good answer. Who says it's going like who says it's going like Rabbi Akiva? So what was Rav Dimi's kasha? So he says that this is what I told you before. Why didn't Rav Dimi realize that there's an answer? Mishum delay mistabel and Rav Dimi lemeim and the tasty kirabon and like Rabbi Kiva. Rav Dimi thought it's a doichik to say that the mission of Meduchos is going not like Rabbi Akiva. And Abai didn't think that's such a doichik. So the Seder Torah is very mad. This is finishing off a thought. Mamashi was like, this is finishing off a thought from a paragraph ago. In the middle, he had this other paragraph about which has nothing to do with the case, which is about the Taisi Rosh's kasha about Meduchos. Like what's going on? So somebody showed me that in, I don't know how it is in the other Gemaras in Brachas in Zerayim, but in the actual Gemaras, also one of these new Gemaras. So this whole paragraph about Chatzishir, this piece is in brackets, and there's a footnote that in some of the Kisviyad it's not there at all, and the other Kisviyad it's there in brackets, which means that it's a Hagah. It's either, I don't know, from the Rashi himself or from the Beis Medrash of the Rashi or from somebody else. That whole piece about Chatzishir Alidei Tarevis is a Hagah, and Taka does not belong with the flow of the Rashi. It's on the margin. Somebody wrote this on the margin, and then, as often is the case, somebody wrote it on the margin, and it was going on in something else. It was going on in the Taisa Rosh's Kasha. It was, it wasn't identified where exactly in the Rashi it belongs. And then somebody, some scribe, stuck it in. And that's why it's like it sticks out like a sort of nechami. It's hago. It doesn't really belong in the hemshuch of the Rashi. And actually, in some kisviyad doesn't even not even there at all. And even the kisviyad that have it, but it's in the breath. The fact is, the Rashi does hold the Chatzishir is also the Tarevus. We saw that early in the places in the Rashi. But this particular piece where he talks this whole shakar v'tayi is really not from the flow of the Rashi. It might still be the Rashi, but it's not from the hemshuch hadvar. And then finally, we come to the end. We shall be paid based on Olo. We'll be nozir paid Gimel. Muchach behed you kameshi pirashti, that you're like and tam kik. That's what that means. Kameshi pirashti, that you're like and tam kik. The Gassin and Osam. Rabbi Yavo b'shem Rabbi Yechanan, kom leis ni tam, and leik and elein chutz mi leis ni tam shil nozir. So Rabbi Yavo says the name Rabbi Yechanan, you're not like and tam ko ikar except by nozir. Om Rabbi Zeyro, kom leis ni taimim, aim leik and elein, at shiitim. Now this is that part of the Yishami he talked about before. Part about Rabbi Yechanan. That kol leisnei tam, you're not like except for nozir. Before how did he explain it? What do you mean you're not like it? Tam kikker, you like it. His whole thesis that you like it for tam kikker. So how did he explain it before? That someone had them start for iser. Leisnei tam over here means when you don't have a kazayas of iser, you want to mash the mashiach, had them start for iser, but he's going to be chayzer from that now. We'll see in a second. But let's say kipshuta in the Yishami. Rabbi Yechanan says, you're not like in tam kikker. Rab Zera, except by nozir you are, because we can't learn out from nozir to call it terkula. Or even if we can, then maybe an ancient minadin, maybe without the gilui milsa. Om Rav Zera, kol leis nitame me leiken aleim at sheyitim tame im amoshi shel isru, but nozir afil leitame amoshi shel isru. So Rav Zera is adding that even mishari sur, we don't, with tam kik, you're not like it, but tame im amoshi you're like it. Very similar to the Gemara and Abazor, tame im amoshi is like it. Om Rav Abba Mamamo, kol leis nitame ein isru vehetim itztarfen, uben nozir isru vehetim itztarfen. Rav Abba Mamamo says, that in Kol HaTorah Kulo there's no Hetem Estafel, so by Nozir there's Hetem Estafel, so that's like a Yochanan in Pesachim. Masnissim Misaila Rabzeira says the Gemara, there's a price like Rabzeira that there's a price like Rabzeira that this hetim is tarif l'isser. I'm sorry, there's a price like Rabzeira that by Nozir. You don't need taimi mamosha. You like it on tam kiki without taimi mamosha, but not hetem staf lisser. Zeira didn't say hetem staf lisser. That was a rabbi by mamal. So Zeira holds that by nozir, this is malchus for tam kikir, but only to have a kizayis of it. There's no hetem mitstarf lisser. So the brayse like that because it says kizayis yain. So tomer nozir yain is nozir. She nofel ikpera, ochel mimene kizayis potter. Ashiyechol is cool. If you had a kizayis of the kpera, you potter. If you ate the whole kpera, then Yechayim, because in the whole there was a kezayis of Tam Kikr, of Isser. So there you see, there's Tam Kikr, but without, first of all, without Nepach, for sure. And number two, without, you have to know those who shouldn't hold for Nepach, how to do this. But without Nepach, and without Hetem Mestarf Lisser, there's no Hetem Mestarf Lisser either, even by Nozir. I'll die to the Rabbi Ramamal, but according to Rabbi Ramamal, who holds that this Hetem Mestarf Lisser by Nozir, so then Kevin Shochel made a Kezayis Chayav, and even from a Kezayis of the Terry, you'd be Chayav because it had to be Starfless. Says the Rash. So from this price, from this view, Shalom, you see that there's Malkus and had to, and Tam Kikr. You see from Avavar Mamamol and from Zeiro that there's Malkus and Tam Kikr. So right to what he's been saying the whole time, that there is Malkus for Tam Kikr. And if you had a Hetem Starfless, then you get Malkus for the Kazais the Tarevis. And if there's no Hetem Sarf for the student, you have to eat the whole Kdera. But if you eat the whole Kdera, at least you get Malkus, because there is Malkus and Tan Kik. And he says, Umiu, how the precious will help? The Abyechim the Yushalmi, the Hetem Sarf for the Isser, that he said it earlier on, that Abyechim, when he said that in Kolotar Kula, you're not like Tan Kikr, he meant when you don't have a Kazais and you want to come out to Hetem Sarf for Isser, meaning in Kolotar Kula, about this Tan Kikr, and you like Tan Kikr if you have a Kazais of Isser. But just that there's not hetem it's starif leiser in kol ha'tarikul except by nozir, he says that doesn't work anymore. They talking cloud. Dimkain ha'inu der rabba b'mamal. That's the sheet of rabba b'mamal. Then Rabbi Yochanan is the same as rabba b'mamal. That's what rabba b'mamal said. That you like on tam kikir if you eat the whole kdera, but you're not like and but you're not like on hetem it's starif leiser except by nozir where hetem is starif leiser. But then Rishani's master Rabbi Yochanan goes cumulative. We went from Rav Yochanan to Zeira to Rav Abba Mamal. His master Rav Yochanan was more mekel than Rav Abba Mamal. Rav Yochanan said, "No, there's no Tam Kikr at all, except by Nozir." And then Zeira said, "No, there's Tam Kikr everywhere, but not Hetem Misarif Lisser, except by Nozir." I'm sorry. Rav Yochanan said, "There's no Tam Kikr at all, except by Nozir." Zeira said, "There's Tam Kikr everywhere." No, I'm sorry, Zeir agreed that there's no Tam Kikr anywhere except by Tamei Mamoshoi. So that's similar to Rav Yochanan, except he's the heir of the Tamei Mamoshoi. So Rav Yochanan says, and Zeir, that there's no Tam Kikr anywhere except for Nozir. Zeir added that there's a concept of Tamei Mamoshoi, that's everywhere. Rav Abba Bar Mamal said that there's Hetem Mestarif L'Isser by Nozir. But not anywhere else. So it sounds like Rav Yochanan doesn't even have Hetem Mestarif L'Isser at all, even by Nozir. So what was he mechalik? He's mechalik in Tam Kikr. The Tam Kikr is only like it by Nozir, not by Shari Sur. So he says, Nechram elapolig hashas shalonu perik eloivim. Nechram, the Yerushalmi is not like Agamar. Agamar says holds that there's Malkus and Tam Kikr. That's Rabbi Rachan Agamar. Hill was like all of them. That means that there's Malkus and Tam Kikr. Of course, you need to have a Kizayis. So you have Kizayis today. After this, Masik Koyin Teravdimi. But fundamentally, there's Malkus on Tam Kikr. If you get a Kizayis of it, Moshel Kointer of Dimi, if you have a Kizayis for Peyach Hilis Pas, then you like on Tam Kikr. That's not like, and it's Rav Yochanan, it's all going in the Shita of Rav Yochanan. The Yerushalmi says Rav Yochanan is Cholek on that. The Yerushalmi has that Shita, but in Yerushalmi that's the Shita of Rav Bar Mamo. But Rav Yochanan doesn't hold from that. Rav Yochanan holds there's no Malkus on Tam Kikr except by Nozir. Again, either because there's Takan Odin of Tam Kikr the Raisa. And call it terkul, or even if there is, but I mentioned that I didn't. So now he throws in the he the perik basid and maseches avodah the time of leima moshe. If that's the case, then the Yerushalmi is like the Gemara of is that's the pshat in the Gemara of avodah zarah. What was the Gemara in Avodah Zarah? Let's go back to square earlier. Yeah. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah says, "Taimoi v'umamoshoi loikin olav." Is that because I used to pay for this pastor? Rabbi Yechon said, "Taimoi v'loy mamoshoi ain't loikin olav." The Rash learned that taimoi v'loy mamoshoi is even if you have a kazayis to pay for this pastor, you're not like. But that's how the Rashi. So there's a kazayis to pay for pastor across the board. Taimoi mamoshoi you like it. Taimoi v'loy mamoshoi you're not like. And the Rash asked, "Why are you not like it by taimoi v'loy mamoshoi? What happened to Tom Kikin? Why are you like it for Tom Kikin? Who cares if that's not my motion? Tom Kikin." And it's mashman the Gemara, the way the Rashi read the Gemara, that kezayis b'techil is pas, not the definition of my motion. Kezayis b'techil is pas is a condition that you have to have across the board. But the Gemara is, Rabbi Yechon is distinguishing, if it's my motion, you like it. If it's loy my motion, you're not like it. Why not like what happened to Tom Kikin? So what did the Rashi answer before? Min b'mino. You brought Rabbi Yechon that's talking about min b'mino. And that's what time of Mamoshi not like it. If it's min mamino, so why is time of Mamoshi yes like it? What? Because not nimayach, we had his whole chiddush din, that according to Rabdimi, if you have kizayis to chiddush fast, and min mamino, if it's not nimayach, it's called the nachil of bnei atzma. That was his whole sikkot Torah. But basically, it was within Rabbeinu Tam that the Gemara of the Zohar that says that you're not like it for time of Mamoshi, where did Tam Kikin disappear to? It's still about min mamino. He says, now you don't have to say that. It's still about min mishayin mamino. And the Gemara of the Zohar, even though it's quoting Rabbi Yechonon, and Rabbi Yechonon, the Agamara says you are like it for Tom Kikin. Because the Agamara assumes in Rabbi Yechonon, Rabbi Bechana, within Rabbi Yechonon, you are like it. But the Gemara of the Zohar holds like the Yerushalmi, that according to Rabbi Yechonon, you're not like it for Tom Kikin. Mainly, Kikin is min b'she'enei minoi. It's taka min b'she'enei minoi. And nonetheless, taimei v'lei mamoshei, Tom Kikin, you're not like it. Except by Nozir, but he's not talking about Nozir over there. And except taimei mamoshei, yeah, that's like Zira said in Yerushalmi, that taimei mamoshei is different. But time of blame Moshe, that's Tom Kikin, you're not like in Kolot Kula. The mail is very good, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. But you know your Chelim Taz, maybe we could reconcile the Bible and Shalom a different way. The Gemara by us that says that there's Malkus for Tom Kikin, that's like Rabbi Akiva who learns out, who uses Mishras for Hetim and Starfler, sir. And Tom Kikin learns out from Guli Nochrim and Chatos, so the. So leave me over there with the matzah. And now you have Malkus. But the Yerushalmi is like the Rabbana that Mishus is for Tam Kikir. So since Mishus is for Tam Kikir, it's not a matzah, so it's a Kavachimir and an Eishim Medin. I think this is what he means now. I mean, he's saying it terrors. But maybe there's another way to answer the Bible in Yerushalmi. That it depends where you learn out Tam Kikir from. If you learn it out from Mishras, then there's no Malkus. If you learn it out not from Mishras, then there is Malkus. It doesn't explain so much what he means. He means al derech zeh. But if it's from Mishras, then I know it's a kavachaymer. But if it's from Gili Nochim and Chatos, then it's a matzad. A matzad doesn't have the problem of Enoishin Minadin. I think that's what he means. But he says anyway, he slugs this up. In the Rabbonim, who learned out Tam Kikin from Mishras, more on the top of the base, is when we kanat adan lecholaterikul, from here you learn out Tam Kikin lecholaterikul. You see that we don't say Enoishin Minadin. So anyway, bottom line, he's coming out. It's a new bombshell here at the end of the Rash. That there's a machlekes ha-sugis if there's Malkus and Tom Kikin. The whole Rash has been assuming that there's Malkus and Tom Kikin, because that's what it says in Agamar. The way the Rash learned Agamar, Agamar is a Gemara of Tom Kikin. And the head of the Taflisser and the Kazayas and Techil is faster to get a Shir Kazayas, but there's Malkus and Tom Kikin. Now he discovered there's a Gemara of Rizara. Rabbeinu Tam said, no, that's Min Mimino. That's the Yerushalmi. That there's no Malkus and Tom. There's no Malkus and Tom Kikin. Either it's the Rabbonim or it's Ein Eishin Medin. Okay, that's it for the Rash. There are a lot of takeaways from the Rash. Mekabi Nefach, I mean, that's one of the main takeaways of this Rash, the new Shita in Nefach. But also, the Rash Shita is that there's a Pshat Ne'ar Sugim Sofim, is that there's Malkus for Tam Kikir, and that's the Yisoid of the Sugim. But from Malkus, you have to come on to at the Mistaflis and so on. And it's not like Rashi, because according to Rashi, you can't learn a sugya with Tom Kikin. Because if it would be Tom Kikin, Rashi holds, then it would be, or the Rosh is much lower than Tom. All the Rishonim hold that Tom Kikin creates a Nepach, but not the Rashi's weak, attenuated Nepach. The Rosh, the Rashi, which we'll see more in Amad Bezmul Beferish, but the Rosh Nechala, the Rabbi Tam and Rav Chaim Kohen, whom the Rosh quoted, all those Rishonim hold that Tom Kikin makes it such a powerful Nepach that if he did Kazayas of the Tribus, you're like, it's managed literally the head of Nepach Lias also. How could you learn Arsugya with kizayis, with that we're going with tam kikir. If it's tam kikir, then you don't need kizayis b'chilas pras, and you don't need hetem start for iser l'chayra. They have to learn that Agamar is going without tam kikir. Agamar doesn't know about tam kikir. It's going to be a problem because in Amud Beis, all of a sudden we discover tam kikir, and like how does Amud Beis stem with Amud Aleph? That's going to be a problem with the Rashi. We'll talk about that Hashem tomorrow. Just to mention, there is a shita actually of Chaim Cohen, which might bridge this. Remember the Rosh brought the shita of Chaim Cohen. Chaim Cohen's shita is that is nepach, and it's not the Rashi's weak kneed nepach that the whole mikveh is like a kizayis of this. No, he has the full strength nepach that if he eats kizayis of the tarevus, you like it like Rashi, like Rabbeinu Tam. But Chaim Cohen says, but there's a tonight. You only say nepach if you start with the kizayis to pay for the pras. You don't have to eat the whole pras. You only have to eat the kizayis from the issur. But you have to start with the kizayis to pay for the pras. When you have a kizayis to pay for the pras, then the heter is nepachlius. Then the whole heter is nepachlius. That's when you look at the kizayis to pay. But if to begin with you didn't have a kizayis to pay for the pras, then there's no nepach, and you're not like. So what's the hezbir? What's the havon in Chaim Cohen? Strange thing. Needs a havon. This shita of Chaim Cohen. So chayr, the part, the pshatin of Chaim Cohen is not so far away from what we said in the Rash. If Chaim Cohen holds that even though there's a concept of nepach, that the head is nepachlius also, but the mikveh can't be more chomer than the truma that fell into it in the first place. If the truma that fell in was a pachas with kashir, that's a truma that you're not like olav. Then it can't turn the mikveh into something that you like olav. Shlei tafel chama minik. The difference is that the Rash continues with that logic all the way, and the Rash says that even if it was a kazayis that fell into the mikveh, and you have a kazayis mechvechilis pras, but the mikveh only turns into a kazayis, into the equivalent of a kazayis, and if you didn't have the mikveh, it's like you didn't have the kazayis. There, Chaim Cohen doesn't agree to it. Chaim Cohen holds, once you have a kazayis of issur that you're like olav, and it falls into a mikveh, then tam kikir then makes it that the whole mikveh is like an olav, and then you like on every little bit of the mikveh. Now, when the kuddus and machlekes between the Rashi of Chaim Cohen, we're saying, if this is the hasbara of Chaim Cohen, is in that second stage. They both start with the premise that if you have less than a kazayis of issur, so you're not like on it, so you can't get something for nothing. You can't then put it into a tarevus and say nepach, and now you're like olav. You're not like on the issur, so how can you like on the tarevus? But Reb Chaim Cohen has a step, so therefore they both agree that in order to be like, you have to have a kazayis that fell in with the chilas pras. Reb Chaim Cohen goes and steps then adds that once you have that, once I have an issur that I could be like on and fell in the tarevus, then every little bit of the tarevus becomes like the whole thing. Now he's the Tam Kikir with Nepach, and every little bit of the Torah, he doesn't have this notion that it could be Nepach, but the whole thing could be like a Kazayis. If it's Nepach, it's Nepach, and if not Nepach, it's not Nepach. And if it's Nepach, it's Nepach all the way, full strength, and if it's not Nepach, it's not Nepach at all. So if you start off with less than a Kazayis, it ain't like an Olov, then that's it, then the Torah is also ain't like an Olov. Because the Torah can't be more than the original Isser. But once you have a Torah, once you have an Isser that you like Olov, it's a Kazayis, and it fell into Torah, then there's a nepach, and then you can't distinguish. And then it's nepach, and every little bit of the tarevus, every kazayis of the tarevus, becomes like the kazayis of the filling. And that the Rash doesn't have. The Rash holds that since the tarevus can't be more common than the ikur, so even though the tarevus is nepach, but it's nepach, the whole tarevus is nepach to be the kazayis of the iser. And half the tarevus doesn't have the notion of every, and half the tarevus is half the kazayis of the iser. And in order to be like it, you have to eat the whole mikveh, in order to eat a kazayis of this. If that's the Havon in Chaim Cohen, in the Rashi, I think that's definitely the Havon. The Rashi's, what we saw, the Rashi is a befeish. There's a major machlekes ha'paiskim within the Shita of Chaim Cohen, just to know, which is in a case where you have less than the kazayis b'chilas pras that fell into tarevus, and then there's no, you don't have this powerful nepach and you're not like it and so on. So what is? Is it usur midaraisa, just you're not like it, or is it only usur midarabon? Meaning, does a Chaim Cohen mean that if you have does a Chaim Cohen mean that if you don't have kazayis b'chilas pras, there's no tam kikir at all, and it's mamish bottled the roif in that time? Or does he mean no? A lot of you have tam kikir, and you have maybe even have a nepach, but only on the level of a chasishir. So it will be nepach to be osur, but it won't be nepach to be leike, because you didn't start with something that could be leike, so you can't get more than you started with the first place. But I had a chatzishios min ha'tayr. I had to begin with. I had a chatzishios min ha'tayr to begin with. So it's nebuch to be like a la'osim min ha'tayr. But it's not nebuch to be like. That's a machaikis paisim. Machaikis. In the Pichod it says, well, no, I'm not sure which way to put it. I don't remember. It says one way or the other. The Goyim is a steering Goyim. I'll send you my limits. The Goyim is a steering Goyim. The Goyim in one place says one way, in the other place, in Hilchos Pesach, he says one way, and near a day, he says no. Mamash is a steering Goyim about this. What's the Pshat in the Chaim? It's not our Rabbi right now, but just enough. But what's negated us right now is that the fear of Chaim Cohen, we have a new Pshat in the Gemara. Because that allows us to say that maybe our Gemara is going with Tamkir. Going with Tam Kikr. If you're going with Tam Kikr, like the Rash, you're going with Tam Kikr. If you're going with Tam Kikr, so why do we have to come out to Kisai Stechilis Pras, or to Hetim Estarfu Isser? Paris is Kamay Shamar. Because even though we hold from Tam Kikr, but Tam Kikr only works if you could be like on the Isser. If you could be like on the Isser, then Tam Kikr kicks in, you could be like on the Kisai Stechilis. So according to Abai, there's no Kisai Stechilis Pras, not the Starif. So according to Abaye with Hakabi, even if an Isser fell into a Tarevis, in such a way that you have a Kezayis, but you could eat it as a Kezayis, but you can't eat it by Vasachas, like by Kutuch, the Rashi is impossible to eat it by Vasachas. You can't eat the Kezayis by Vasachas. You could eat it a Kezayis by Techilis Pas. Abaye holds that doesn't count. Kezayis by Techilis Pas is a Darabonim. So in such a case, then there's not Tam Kikir either, and there's no Nepach. There'll only be a Nepach according to Abaye. So therefore, Abai has to say, no, but you know what you do have? You have Hetem Estarif L'Isser. That if the Kezayis fell in, then you have Hetem Estarif L'Isser. And once you have Hetem Estarif L'Isser, then it could be right now, maybe you would have Nebuch too. Because I'm not sure about this. But maybe, according to Abai, he doesn't know Kezayis Bechil is Pas, but he holds from Hetem Estarif L'Isser. So if you have less than the Kezayis that fell into the Rebis, but I could be like on it with Hetem Estarif L'Isser, well, once I could be like on the Isser with Hetem Estarif L'Isser, maybe now I'll say Nebuch also. Because now I could be like on this, and once I could be like on this, so then the Tarevus can be Nepach Lias also. I'm not sure about this equivalent, no. Can you piggy? I'm not sure. But in Rav Dimi, it for sure works the way. No, Rav Dimi holds Kezayis B'Techeilis Pas is there, so you could be like on the Issu with Kezayis B'Techeilis Pas. Once you like on the Issu with Kezayis B'Techeilis Pas, then in Echinami, then there's a Nepach, and you like on the Kezayis of the Tarevus. But the Gemara still needs to come out to Kezayis B'Techeilis Pas, because if you don't have Kezayis B'Techeilis Pas, then the Nepach never gets off the ground. So the fear of Chaim Cohen, there's no steer between Agamara and Tam Kikr. You can hold from Tam Kikr, you can hold from Nepach. So how come Agamara has to come out to Hetem Estarif L'Isser or to Kezayis B'Techilis Pas? Because if you don't have Kezayis B'Techilis Pas or Hetem Estarif L'Isser, then you can't be like on Issim Tzad Atzmai, and if you can't be like on Issim Tzad Atzmai, then Nepach you're also not going to have. The kids, Mestabra, there, Chaim Cohen's mocker is from this Gemara. Because there's this tension in the Gemara. I know, but Bez, this is to hold Gemara about Tam Kikr. Sounds like this, so you hold from Tam Kikr. Well, if you hold from Tam Kikr, and if Chaim Cohen holds from Nepach, because he thinks that's why you get Shechem Esmat, so he holds from Nepach. So if you have Kezayis, but if you have Tam Kikr, and if you have Nepach, so why is Agamor busy with Hetem Estarif L'Isser and Kezayis Bechim Fas Deraisa, Derabono, says Rav Chaim Cohen? Because if you don't have a way to be like on the Isser Mitzad Atzmai without a Nepach, then you don't get a Nepach either. You have to be able to be like on the Isser. Once you like on the Isser, then you can be Nepach and you like on the Tarif. So Rav Chaim Cohen is the bridge between these two Mahach. Rashi holds that you have Nepach even without Kezayis B'Techilis Pas. From first Rashi on the base, that there's Nepach even without Kezayis B'Techilis Pas. Then Agamar has to be going without Tam Kikr. We have the Rash who holds, the Rash Darban, people who don't hold from Nepach. Or even if they hold from Nepach, the way I'm saying in the Rash, but they hold from a weak version of Nepach where you're not like on a Kezayis from Tarevis. So then you can learn Agamar is going with Tam Kikr, but you still need Hetem Estarif L'Isser or Kezayis B'Techilis Pas, because otherwise you're not a Shear of Kezayis. And then we have a middle sheet which is like a bridge, which is a Chaim Cohen. He holds from Nepach. But it only holds from Nepach after you have a way to be like on the Isser. So therefore, you can hold from Tam Kikr. And that's why the Isser is not bottleless, because of Tam Kikr. But you have to be able to be like on the Isser, and then you'll be able to say Tam Kikr and the Isser will be Nepach. Okay. That's it. Okay, tomorrow I want to go to Amit Beis. Amit Beis won't take, Amit Beis will take as much less time than Amit Aleph. And I don't want to get into... And there's a tesis about sweating the oil of Ishtayim and Yeshayat the Lisura and things that are mamish extraneous to some degree we're still hearing from Chulam. That I'm not going to get into at all. I just want to go through the drushes of Pasuk Chalav, also into the Chiddush, not a Chiddush, like there's stuff here that's chulinic, but that side issue about the top places, is it the top places? Good in the Arlo Vashtayim, that we're not going to do that. But the Sugya goes till the Mishnah, and I'm here now. But again, we're going to go relatively fast.
This is a